Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and Christine Ammer is back with more from the new second edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms, which she wrote. She's joining us for a few minutes each day at this time during our membership drive to talk about idioms, the commonly used ones, the obscure ones, the ancient ones, and the newly coined ones. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you so much.
And yesterday we invited listeners to send in idioms that had always confused them and that maybe you could help clarify. And the one that we chose is the idiom, scare the living daylights out of. Is that in the book?
Yes, it is. Actually, there are a lot of variants to it, but the one with daylights is the one that seems most puzzling these days. And the reason is, sometimes it scares the daylights out of, and sometimes not with the living. It dates only from the 1950s, but daylights at one time referred to the eyes, but here means vital organs. So scare the vital organs out of somebody. The variants are scare out of one's wits, or scare silly, or scare stiff, or scare to death. But scare the living daylights is the most puzzling.
And it's a great example of an idiom, because as you told us yesterday, an idiom is not just any phrase, but it's a phrase in which the meaning of the term may not be apparent from the simple dictionary definitions of the words involved.
That's exactly true. So we say to change one's tune, which has nothing to do with music, but means to change one's attitude.
And
or to hit the nail on the head has nothing to do with carpentry, but just means to be absolutely right.
And today you brought some idioms that date from way back. By the way, is way back an idiom?
Well, you want some from way back. You wouldn't think that not a dry eye in the house when at a theatrical performance, when everybody is enjoying it so much and it's very sad, or a movie that's very sad, and one says there's not a dry eye in the house. Well, you think that would be new, but it's not. It goes all the way back to Cardinal Wolsey in the 16th century, who said that in his autobiography. And I'm not sure what the exact reference was, but it was probably to one of the bad things that was happening in those days.
Yeah, and yet that one you could almost discern, not a dry eye in the house, since tears come from the eyes, not too much of a leap. Beware Greeks bearing gifts. Does that go all the way back to Troy, as we might imagine?
Yes, it does. It goes all the way back to the Trojan Wars, when the Greeks created a big horse, a big wooden horse, and hid soldiers inside, and told the Trojans they were bringing them a gift. But what happened was, of course, that they got inside the gates of the city, and the soldiers came out and defeated the Greeks. Interestingly enough, Trojan horse has been revived as a computer term for a kind of virus, a computer virus that creeps up on you as computer viruses do.
That's right. Another older one, poor as a church mouse.
Yes, that's another one that's puzzling. But the only way that people can figure that out, it too dates from the 1600s, is the churches don't have a lot of food in them. And so a mouse living in a church was apt to starve to death, and or at least fare very poorly. But an interesting one that you think sounds very modern is no pain, no gain.
Doesn't that come also from the Jane Fonda workout tape?
Wouldn't it? I wish. Actually, my daughter used to do those. But it goes back to the 1500s, and I'm just looking now for the exact date.
That's a good thing about writing a book. You don't have to memorize everything that...
this is true. Well, bear in mind,
you can look it up.
There are more 10,000 idioms in here.
You know what? While you finish looking that up, I'm just going to let listeners know that we have an assignment for you for tomorrow in this series, and that is update an idiom for the digital age. You want to take this challenge, folks? What should turning a new leaf become in the age of Kindle? Coin your own idiom. Tweet at Brian Lehrer with your digital age idiom, or post it to our website or our Facebook page. Update any idiom for the digital age. And we'll bring some of those on the air tomorrow. And, of course, for the digital age, you should tweet them at Brian Lehrer or post to our Facebook page, Brian Lehrer, WNYC, or our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. All right, we're just about out of time, but no pain, no gain. From?
Okay. It dates from the 1500s, and it was in a proper connection in 1670 by John Ray, who said, without pains, no gains. So if you think it's just from Jane Fonda or some trainer that you've got, it goes way, way back.
Christine Ammer, author of the brand new American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. Talk to you tomorrow with those updated old ones for the digital age.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you tomorrow. Stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show coming up after the latest news.